surfacing is taking the dead skin cells off the surface of the skin. And any time that we remove cells from the body, that could be like a cut, it could be a burn, it could be we physically scrub them off, it could be that we laser them off, we microderm them off, you know, whatever it may be. Once those cells are removed from the surface, the body believes it's been damaged. It believes it's been injured. And so immediately it does exactly what it does when we cut ourselves. It goes out and it says, okay, I have to produce all these new skin cells now to throw it back up to the surface and fill that place that's been removed. And so when that happens, the body revs up into overdrive and it begins to produce all these new skin cells much more quickly. And new skin cells have what? They have collagen, hyaluronic acid, they're healthy. And those get pushed to the surface to replace the dead, depleted cells that were there. So if you can keep that process going, anytime fibroblasts are produced, they're going to, and they're stimulated, they're going to produce more collagen. A byproduct is hyaluronic acid. New cells have 98% fatty acids. So you're going to have that nice fatty acid level layer holding in the water, so it's going to be more plump and moist. So as you look across the board, you're going to get all these added benefits of that resurfacing. The catch is, once you heal, once the body believes those have all been put back, it stops. It goes back to a dormant mode. So what we want to be able to do is we want to keep the body believing that it has to continually replace those. If we do that enough, then when if you inject hyaluronic acid, like I said before, it's not going to be as quickly absorbed into the body because you've got a lot of it already there holding it in. So the goal is you can actually make your fillers last longer by doing a great resurfacing program, because the body on its own is supplying a lot in addition to what you're injecting. So it's a really important part of the process, and it's just worth understanding. And so when you look at resurfacing, there's all different types of resurfacing. As I said, microdermabrasion, laser, chemical, enzyme. But it's really important to pick the thing that works for you.